As President Obama mulls over his choice for a nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice David Souter, he will no doubt be getting plenty of counsel from his inner circle. His White House is chock full of attorneys with degrees from the nation's top law schools, and that inner circle extends beyond Washington as well. Christopher Edley is the dean of the UC Berkeley Law School, and Maria Echaveste lectures there. This husband and wife team was on opposite sides during the long primary season. She supported Hillary Clinton. He supported Barack Obama. But they got around to working for the president's campaign and his transition, and they both join us now. Welcome back to the program.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here as well.
Now, what do we learn about President Obama from his own words, his writings, what he said on the campaign trail, in all of those debates about how he views these nominations?
Well, I think first and foremost, he's made clear that he has a very high bar in terms of the intellectual skills and talents of the person to be nominated, and how critical that is for the Supreme Court. But I found it very interesting that in his most recent pronouncement, he mentioned the need for empathy.
Now, when he mentioned empathy, I'm sorry, I'm just going to jump in here because when the president mentioned empathy, a lot of people were wondering, what did he mean by that? What did you take from that? What do you think he was trying to say?
I read it as he was looking for someone who understood that these decisions were not abstract notions to be determined solely upon the strict legal reasoning without any consideration of the real life consequences when you make a decision. People who are going to think critically, what does this mean? How does this impact people's real lives? Because that is what the Supreme Court does.
Christopher, was that your reading?
Pretty close. I'd say it slightly differently. This is the easy questions are dealt with by the lower courts. It's the hardest questions and the most important questions that get before the Supreme Court. And on those questions, it is unusual if strict doctrine gives you the answer by itself. You can't just look at the page and find the answer. You have to think about what's the purpose of the law to make it alive.
I'm actually looking for a very short answer here. Since President Obama is a trained attorney, since he taught constitutional law, since he's someone who has written legal briefs, he was the head of the Law Review. In one sentence, are we able to divine what might be his ideal Supreme Court nominee?
Well, I'll take a swing. He's going to look for someone who is excruciatingly smart, who has the empathy or a sense of passion for justice and opportunity, who is young, and who ideally will bring a distinctive set of experiences, some form of diversity to the court, whether that's gender or ethnic or experiential.
That was one sentence, but it was Faulknerian in its length.
I'm sorry. Let me
that's
try.
Okay. Let me try. No, that's all right. I'm going to give Maria a shot at this also.
In one sentence, it's very, I would say, first and foremost, he will look for someone who is really can debate over the years with Scalia and Roberts, who can potentially be a persuasive force to bring other votes, to really try to get the court to move in a different direction and not in the 5-4 that we've seen so far.
Now, there is a short list that's already floating about. It includes the Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, Sonia Sotomayor of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, Judge Diane Wood of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, Solicitor General Elena Kagan. Names that we hear about again and again and again, but is there a danger of focusing too much on conventional wisdom at this point? Are there candidates that we should be looking at that are outside of that spotlight?
I have suggested to look at people who are in private practice, who are general counsels of major corporations or major institutions, because legal talent didn't just go off to the bench or to the law schools, with all due respect to my husband's school.
Yeah, be careful.
But it went off and did things. And so I think that there are folks out of the box who could be unearthed and would bring a breath of fresh air. I think there are other names out there.
Before we go on, care to throw a name out there yourself?
Well, I think that Kathleen Sullivan and Pam Carlin of Stanford Law School will get very serious consideration. But I also think that there's a better than 50% chance that whoever's named will not be on these short lists.
What's the timeline? How quickly do you expect this decision to be made?
I think it's going to be very quick. The confirmation process has become so slow that I think they've got to get the name out there and let the process start working as quickly as possible.
Always good to talk to both of you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Be well.
Christopher Edley is the dean of the UC Berkeley Law School. Maria Echaveste, his wife, is a lecturer there and a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. They both worked on the Obama transition team.